Welcome to Cosmic Diaries. This is Priya Kale, your astrologer, coming to you from Mumbai. And welcome to the week of January 26th to February 1st. It's a big week as always. Mercury conjuncts Pluto for the second time. Mercury is now retrograde, as we know. Also, we're nearing the end of Venus's retrograde cycle. Venus has been retrograde since December 19th, and now she stations direct on the 29th of January. And then on the 30th of January, the Sun squares Uranus. And finally, on the 1st of February, we have the new moon in Aquarius. There's a lot going on in the sky, and we are in the waning cycle of the moon, moving to the new moon at the end of the week on the 1st of February. So we are entering a period of release and emptying out and clearing space now before we enter the new cycle and make a new start in the area of our life ruled by Aquarius. And of course, next week on the 3rd of February, Mercury stations direct. So Mercury, as the week ends, is also slowing down to a halt. And we're entering Mercury's storm phase again. So let's just get into it. On the 25th, the moon was square the sun and we reached the last quarter of the moon. And so now, as we move through this week, we are in the waning cycle, moving to the new moon. 26th, the moon continues to move through Scorpio. It will square Saturn, trine Neptune, and sextile Pluto. This is an emotional transformation that's underway and a purging of heavier emotions even. So there can be a lightening and clearing of space, and the more we can release baggage, we can make room for renewal as we move through this week. On the 27th of January, the moon will sextile Mercury before it goes void, just after midnight in New York at 12:28 a.m. and enters Sagittarius at 2:35 a.m. The moon will continue through Sagittarius on the 27th. It will square Jupiter at 1:09 p.m. and then sextile the Sun at about 3:46 p.m. So the mood shifts as the moon enters Sagittarius. The energy is lighter and there's a greater sense of hope and optimism. There are profound realizations coming through, and perhaps we're recognizing the depths in situations. But then as the moon sextiles the Sun, this is a harmonious aspect, and all in all, the more we can release the past, we can make space for a new vision that's dawning. With the moon in Sagittarius, wisdom is called for, foresight is called for. Look how far you've come, even as you look ahead at where you want to go. So it's about embodying the wisdom that you've learned over the past year. You can lighten your load and let go of baggage that weighs you down as you move ahead. There's a need now for honesty as well, and with the square to Jupiter, sextile to the Sun, it begins with honesty with yourself about what you want and where you're headed, and what you're taking with you and what you want to leave behind. Because on the 28th of January, Mercury meets Pluto in its second conjunction to Pluto. The first conjunction Mercury made to Pluto was when Mercury was direct on the 30th of December, 2021, when Mercury had just entered shadow phase. On the 29th, and Jupiter was newly in Pisces. Also on the 25th of December, Venus made a conjunction to Pluto. Mercury will make a final conjunction to Pluto when it's direct on the 11th of February, and then Venus and Mars will both conjunct Pluto on the 3rd of March. And this closes out a larger cycle that's been underway for 2 years, since March 2020, when Mars conjuncted Pluto, and that was when COVID began to take root in our lives and change the shape of our lives collectively as well as individually. So look at all of these dates that I've mentioned here before, because in astrology and in life, nothing happens in a vacuum. And on these days, starting from the 25th of December when Venus made a conjunction to Pluto, then the 30th when Mercury was conjunct Pluto, the 28th of January now when Mercury makes the second conjunction, and then in the weeks coming up, when on the 11th February and the 3rd of March, this is a longer process that's underway, and this is a process of purification, and there are powerful changes unfolding in the area of your life ruled by Capricorn. We've had a heavy, heavy dose of Capricorn energy, and now Mars and Mercury are back in Capricorn, and Venus is about to station direct in Capricorn. So wherever Capricorn sits in your natal chart, this area of your life has been very highlighted, and there's been a formidable attention being given to this area of your life, asking you to focus your goals and ambitions and get organized and disciplined, and to take responsibility for the reality that we're creating and that we wish to create. I'll have more to say about Venus's retrograde in a minute, but let's talk about this Mercury-Pluto conjunction, because with Mercury retrograde, Mercury is the planet of the mind, and it rules our communication, our thoughts, our ideas, our beliefs, information. And when Mercury is retrograde, this is a time for us to, of course, on a very mundane level, definitely to double check our communication. But on a deeper level, this is a chance to be more mindful in our thoughts and our words and to dig deeper for a deeper truth. Now, as Mercury conjuncts Pluto, Pluto being the god of the underworld, and it is the planet of transformation, it brings about a metamorphosis. But this implies a process of destruction and then resurrection. With this conjunction taking place in Capricorn and Mercury retrograde, and Pluto now being at the end of Capricorn, as I mentioned in my last podcast, or maybe the podcast before that, we're in a process of collectively, our world is changing and has been steadily changing since 2008. Change is the only constant, so the world is always changing. The planets are always on the move. But by this I mean, with Pluto moving through Capricorn, this is the area of your life that's been undergoing a deep transformation since 2008. Pluto is an outer planet. Pluto change is always happening behind the scenes. It's in the shadows. It's very subconscious and it's very underground. It happens on an unconscious level. But when planets, especially personal planets like Mercury and Venus, Mars and the Sun, make direct contact with Pluto, there's a personal transformation that takes place. Or rather, the energy is brought home to us in a way that's more accessible. So with this Mercury-Pluto conjunction, you may be having intense conversations or powerful conversations, or maybe learning hidden information and unearthing buried information. Or perhaps you're gaining a deep penetrative insight into something, understanding a situation on a deeper level. What's important now is that you let go of old beliefs. Capricorn speaks of ancient patterns and history and tradition and time itself. This is also a chance to let go of ideas surrounding success and failure, to dig deeper, to find what success really means to you, what would bring you a sense of accomplishment and fulfillment, and to find your integrity in a situation. Root mental beliefs that limit your progress, or self-limiting beliefs, as well as ideas that have your parents' ideas of success and failure. We're breaking through mental conditioning that's been handed down to us through perhaps generations, and looking at a situation with new eyes, or seeing the deeper layers. As there is this purification, there you can find a hidden gem or nugget of information or understanding that really changes things. So pay attention to the conversations you're having and the thoughts that you're thinking, and be willing to let go of old beliefs that prevent your progress and prevent you from growing and understanding and maturing into all that you can be, or that holds you back from deepening intimacy or receiving the support or asking for the support you need. With Pluto, avoid any temptation to try to manipulate situations. With the moon moving through Sagittarius on this day, wisdom is called for, so it may be wise to know when to speak and when to be silent and just listen. Discernment is definitely required, but there's something that you're learning now that really changes things, especially because on the 28th, Venus is stationary and about to station direct. So conversations you're having, the ideas and the understanding that you're coming to has greater implications. It's like you understand something and then the next day Venus turns around. So of course, pay attention to the news as well. You're going to see this in the global news, because Capricorn is the sign of business and government, and this could certainly have implications for the economy and global economy as well. So there could be new regulations and rules being put into place. So pay attention to what's happening collectively. On a personal level, Venus's transit speaks of our relationships and our connections, our financial situations, finances, all creative projects, matters of the heart, beauty, and at its core, this is about our values. So let's start at the beginning. Venus entered shadow on the 17th of November. On the 18th of November, we had the first full moon and lunar eclipse in Taurus of this series. And I haven't even gotten into the nodes, which have shifted to Scorpio and Taurus. So maybe I'll do that at the end of the forecast. But that was the first lunar eclipse in Taurus. Now, over the next 2 years, we have eclipses on the Taurus and Scorpio axis. So these areas of our lives are being highlighted.
Wherever we have Taurus in our chart, we're being drawn to our destiny. Taurus, the first earth sign, and it speaks of our material possessions as well as money and finances. Its core speaks of our values. And with Venus in Capricorn, the sign of success, we're learning now success is built through discipline and mastery and hard work and determination. And it's the fruit of our labor, not a goal that we strive for. If we're putting in the work, then success will ultimately follow. With the North Node now in Taurus, it's important that we pay attention to what we're hungering for. There is potential now for financial material growth. It's important that we're also recognizing where our true values lie. And if anything, this retrograde cycle through Venus has taught you that since the 19th of December. So remember the lessons you've learned over the recent past.
We've been on this journey of digging deeper into our own hearts for our core values, especially in the area of your life ruled by Capricorn. There's been a need to find our integrity. Venus is retrograde. It's a process of humbling us. There may have been a situation where it may have felt like it has brought you to your knees, but at the same time, you've also seen the greater potential, and something within us is now turning around. You could say that this is happening externally, of course, in your relationships, in financial situations, creative situations. There is a sense of a turnaround, but it's important you remember the lessons of the recent past and the distant past, embody them, and then to let go of the baggage and a weight that you've been carrying or something that's been weighing heavily on you. This will call for maturity. This will call for accepting responsibility. Build on what is precious after we've let go of the superficial stuff that's ultimately transient. So whatever you've been chipping away at, whether it's a creative project or whether you've been working on your relationships or dealing with a financial situation, can be real progress in the coming days, weeks and months. Move slowly, because it will take a few days for Venus to resume motion. We are moving in that waning cycle through a period of release before there can be renewal. But with Venus's direct station, you can expect at least one moment which brings you to a vantage point,
allowing you to see the past, present, and future clearly, so you can pause, reflect, and map out your road ahead.
And this could be a change of heart, a change of fortune, but stay grounded, stay humble, remember your lessons. Then you can achieve the kind of success that not only brings about a real contribution to the world, but also really fills you with a deep sense of accomplishment and purpose. You could be making powerful deals now and renegotiating powerful contracts and business contracts, or even personal relationships. And there's gold to be mined. But detachment is key, as well as knowing your integrity and your boundaries and your values and what you will and will not accept, and recognizing that your values and your integrity are not worth compromising for anything. Once you lose those, then all is lost. As we've recognized our own limitations, with that humility, we can now surpass them as Venus moves direct and makes the third and final pass through the territory that she's been traveling in since about the 17th of November. So look back to what was unfolding around the 17th of November, because with Venus is now back where she was at that time, recovering the territory that she's been traveling in since the 17th of November to the 19th of December for the third and final time between the 29th of January and the 6th of March. In this period, she will make two conjunctions to Mars, once in Capricorn in mid-February and then one in Aquarius on the 3rd of March. What's important now is that you lighten your heart and lighten your load and let go of any burdens that you've been carrying or any sense of failure, that everything in life is just an experience, and as long as we learn from it and grow from it, that's the purpose. Ultimately, this is our journey of self-realization, and the real growth that's happening is not out in the external world, but what's happening within. And the real question is, are you and am I a better human being today than I was yesterday and a year ago and a year before that? Am I kinder? Am I wiser? Am I more compassionate than I have been? Or am I allowing life's challenges to break my spirit? This is really a chance to resurrect something within our own hearts. Then on the 30th of January, the Sun squares Uranus. And now Uranus is newly direct in Taurus, also a Venus rule sign. So this is a lot of Venusian energy. And the Sun is in Aquarius, and Uranus is also the modern ruler of Aquarius. So on the 30th of January, whatever unfolds, there's a sense of having to integrate what's just recently come to the surface. There's been a lot of shakeups. We are turning a corner. So this is that final chance to really shake off any heaviness that you've been carrying and to let go and to find an inner breakthrough. This feels like an inner breakthrough and an inner giving way. Squares are always a chance for inner resolution rather than projecting the energy outward. So however you're experiencing this energy, recognize that you are turning a corner and detachment is needed because this is very electric energy. So when it comes to your creativity, be bold. Don't be afraid to experiment and try new things and step out of your comfort zone. Aquarius is a very revolutionary sign. Taurus is a very creative sign. And Venus is newly direct. So this could be a great burst of inspiration and creativity and perhaps revelations showing us new ways forward. But we're now also entering the dark of the moon. And the new moon is on the 1st of February. So these days, these final days, 30th of January, 31st of January, really is a powerful release and a chance to let go of an old cycle. The last lunation of full moon took place in Cancer. At the time, the full moon was in Cancer and opposite the Sun and Pluto in Capricorn, which and Uranus stationed direct right at that full moon. So there were sudden changes and sudden turnarounds and breakthroughs that were unfolding, and it was a very emotional time. Now we are in the dark of the moon, moving to the Aquarius new moon, which is an air sign, but it's a Saturn ruled sign and it's a fixed sign. So this is a chance to really let go of old baggage and release and clear space, mental energy, physical energy, emotional energy, especially wherever you have Aquarius in your chart. And let the chips fall where they may. Let the dust settle. Move inward now for insight because the moon is disappearing from the sky. So with no light in the sky, it's time to move inward to find that inner light. And Aquarius is the sign of the collective and the collective consciousness. So what we're learning above all as these days unfold is that the greatest reality is only oneness. And we are connected with everyone in our world. At best, we are interdependent with everybody in our lives. So we can't be disconnected from people. But there may be times when detachment is called for and space is called for and boundaries are called for. So you can go within to recharge your own batteries and regroup and reconnect with yourself and what you want. Because with Aquarius, the danger often can be of people-pleasing or the need to fit in or wanting to fit in. But then at the same time, Aquarius being such an individualistic sign, it can also feel, depending on how you're experiencing the energy, you know, if there's any sense of feeling alone or isolated, this is a chance to really reconnect and reconnect with yourself first so you can reconnect with others as well in your life. And with Venus direct, we are reconnecting with ourselves on a deep level in terms of our heart and our desires as well. Our relationships are definitely undergoing a powerful transformation at this time. So move slowly as the week ends and as you move to the 1st of February and just really let go and create space as much as you can. Because then on the 1st of February, we have the new moon in Aquarius. And this new moon will be at 12 degrees of Aquarius. So pay attention to, first of all, where you have Aquarius in your chart. And especially if you have planets around 12 degrees of Aquarius or the fixed signs, which is Aquarius, Taurus, Leo, and Scorpio. Because you're going to feel this energy most powerfully and personally. But no matter what your chart looks like, wherever you have Aquarius in your chart, that's where you're making a new start now. And there's a renewal that's happening. But this new moon will also be in close conjunction to Saturn. There's still a sense of heaviness in the air, of responsibility. There's a need to be grounded and for maturity.
As we consciously embody the lessons that we've been learning since December 2020, when Saturn entered Aquarius and Saturn and Jupiter actually met in Aquarius, marking a whole new era. Next week, the Sun will conjunct Saturn and we're beginning a new cycle. So the next 2 weeks mark a period of new beginnings and endings. Saturn represents gateways. Saturn represents time. And we are moving over a threshold now with this new cycle and into a whole new world. This new moon is also closely aspecting Uranus and in a square with Uranus. The Saturn-Uranus square that's been in effect all of 2021 and is now separating. But there's still an aspect, even though it's a separating aspect. So think of this as everything that you've been going through over the past year in 2021, now you're learning the lessons and embodying them and really stepping over this threshold and graduating from those lessons as you enter the new world. Because Uranus is also newly direct. Uranus is the modern ruler of Aquarius. So move in awareness as you begin this new cycle and recognize that doors are opening and closing and this brand new cycle. This is a chance to fully leave the past behind as we step over the threshold into a new world. Aquarius is a fixed air sign, as I mentioned. It's a Saturn rule sign and the modern rulers of Uranus. It speaks of the collective, of the individual, of revolution and innovation and invention and inspiration. In the tarot, Aquarius is associated with the star card, where we're channeling celestial inspiration. And Aquarius also represents the collective consciousness. So it shows us how we are connected to everyone and every sentient being on Earth. It represents communities, friendships, our tribe. The new moon always asks that we move inward. There's a need to reconnect with your innermost unchanging spirit and celebrate what is unique about you. Aquarius asks for acceptance. Aquarius is a very unique sign and it's a very revolutionary sign. And each one of us is unique in our own way. Yet we're all human and we're all alike in more ways than one. We share 99% of our DNA with all other humans. So think about that for a second. It's that 1% of our DNA that brings about all of these differences within us. And this is a season now where we can really celebrate each other's differences as well as celebrate our own uniqueness. So all of this begins with self-acceptance. And then when there can be self-acceptance, we can extend that out into the world. Also, Venus is newly direct. So where there's been a breakdown and Mercury is still now stationary and stationing in the sky, next week Mercury will station direct. And again, that's Sun-Saturn conjunction. So wherever it feels like, it might feel like you're coming up against a wall, perhaps, recognize that Venus is newly direct. Things are moving forward and you are moving over this threshold. But it requires consciousness rather than rushing into something. Take the next few days as you enter this cycle to really embody your lessons of the past year. It's time to grow up and to take responsibility for your role in a situation or in situations. Then you can create something different. We are entering a new world, but the microcosm is the macrocosm. So each and every one of us has our own unique role to play in this existence. And we may never receive all the validation we need from everyone else, but it's important that you're centered and we're feeling centered and we know what our goals are. Because again, this is a new moon in Aquarius that's conjunct Saturn. So we're laying the foundations for our own lives, as well as some whatever you're laying the foundations for now, will support the other lives that you come into contact with. So it's about building your corner of the world with greater awareness. And then you can trust that the support that you need, whether it's from, you know, your relationships and connections, or the resources that you need, or the creative inspiration that you need, you will find it. You will find it, and you will find a way towards it. You will find the inspiration that you need. What matters now is that you're centered and you're connected with your innermost spirit and self. In personal relationships, especially wherever there's been a communication breakdown, or even in your, you know, business relationships or any connections, if there's been a breakdown, it's important that we learn to forgive ourselves and others for what has gone by. It's important that you know your boundaries, especially with Saturn there right now. But we can leave the past behind, and if we've learned our lessons, then we need not worry about repeating patterns, and we can actually create something different and something new. And this means, again, staying connected with your inner self. Then you can be detached from what's unfolding around you and draw boundaries or open doors where need be, or lower your guard and lower walls where need be. And I'll have a lot more to say about this new cycle next week. But all in all, move slowly. We are entering a whole new world. There are doors opening and closing. A door that was previously shut perhaps is opening now. So be patient, present, detached, and move slowly into this new cycle. And allow others space to be different as well, because a lot has changed since Venus first entered shadow. And now Venus is newly direct. We're in a new cycle. There's a chance to leave the past behind and meet others where you're at today. You're not the same person you were yesterday, let alone a week ago. So move in that awareness. And I will stop here for now, because otherwise I'll just keep going on. But thank you as always for listening. Do tune back in next week. I'll be back with you with more on the new moon in the new cycle, on the 1st of February. And of course, if you are looking for a personal astrology consultation, do email me at priya@cosmicdiaries.com, and we can look at what this new moon brings for you, as well as the Venus direct station and the opportunities it holds. And I'd love to work with you. But I'll be back with you next week. Till then, take very good care of yourself. I'm back in Mumbai now, and I'm really taking the time to recharge and regroup with family. It's good to be home. So I hope you're doing well wherever you are. But thank you for tuning in. And this is Priya signing off for now. Namaste.